I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Was it worth it? That's what Canadians are asking before the Winter Olympics begin in Vancouver next week, and after 7 years of planning, construction, and hassles. All told, Canadians will have spent about $6 billion Canadian dollars just to build the infrastructure for the Games. That's about $5.6 billion U.S. dollars. The World's Jason Margolis begins his report with an example of how that tab got so high.
Adrian Cook. Bueno, vamos a la competición.
Top speeds on the new Olympic bobsled track in Whistler, British Columbia, top 95 miles per hour. It's the fastest track in the world, one of the jewels built specifically for the Vancouver Games. The refrigerated concrete track cost $105 million to build, all numbers Canadian. At 9/10 of a mile, that's about $22,000 per foot. The cost was split between the federal government in Ottawa and the province of British Columbia. The president of the Whistler Tourism Board, Barrett Fisher, thinks the track is great.
You are so up close and personal to see this incredible speed going by, and it's just takes your breath away. So, no, I've found it quite phenomenal.
Jordan Sturdy, the mayor of Pemberton, the village just up the road from Whistler, has a more nuanced perspective.
You know, if we were to invest $150 or $200 million, whatever it is, into our children, that would probably not be the first thing I would choose. However, if it's there, we're going to use it. Don't be surprised when you see a kid from Pemberton winning a gold, 8 years from now.
That's not quite enough to convince public policy analyst Seth Klein with the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives.
You know, I'm one of these people who thinks both the summer and winter games should always be in the same place. I think we should just go back to Lillehammer every 4 years. Because, you know, we don't need all those luge runs all over the world. They're not practically useful.
None of this is necessary. It's a party. None of it's necessary.
And so goes the Olympic spending debate in British Columbia. That last voice was economist James Brander from the University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business. He says, sure, it can be hard to justify the cost of a new bobsled run or spending $38 million for a new curling facility, but consider what else British Columbia got for $6 billion in spending.
Most of the money is on the big infrastructure projects. They're sometimes called the legacy projects. So the big ticket items are the rapid transit line, the highway upgrade between Vancouver and Whistler itself. There's a convention center, and there's a large housing development, which is Olympic Village.
Now, whether that's all worth it depends on who you ask. Brander says the upgrade to the notoriously dangerous Sea-to-Sky Highway, as well as the new rapid transit line that connects Vancouver to the airport, were overdue and good investments. But he's not so keen on the Olympic Village, which will be converted into public housing after the Games. It costs more than $1 billion.
This social housing is probably the most expensive social housing that's ever been built. It's just not the way you'd want to go about building social housing.
Many argue that these big infrastructure projects shouldn't really even count as Olympic spending, that these projects would have eventually happened without the Olympics coming to town. But on the flip side, things got done now because the Olympics were coming. For example, with the highway upgrade and the new rapid transit line, the Games acted as a catalyst.
Yeah, I think catalyst is the right word. And in the names of the Games, you know, people were willing to accept more disruption than they otherwise would have done.
Economist Maurice Levi teaches at the University of British Columbia.
I think that we probably would never have been able to get around to putting in a major transit system like the Canada Line. And I think most reports I've heard are very, very positive. And, you know, while there were, you know, retailers that were affected rather somewhat adversely, I think the net benefit has been quite terrific, and it's going to be a legacy of the Games.
The Games have also been a good deal for the resort village of Whistler, which is hosting many of the skiing events. The village got $100 million worth of upgrades. Whistler Mayor Ken Melamed says it's been fantastic. His village only had to pay for about a tenth of the costs. The village got things from a new CT scanner at the hospital to repaved parking lots. And because Whistler is hosting the Olympics and Paralympics, Melamed says much of Whistler was redesigned to improve accessibility for the disabled.
The Athletes' Village will become the Paralympic Athletes' Village as well, so it has been designed with accessibility in mind. And about 100 of the units are accessible, as is the Athletes' Center, and we will become a national training center for able and disabled athletes across Canada and internationally.
And with 10,000 members of the media descending on British Columbia, the phone company laid down a lot of fiber optic cable.
Whistler will be one of the most connected towns on the planet, way more capacity than we would ever need. But it provides us with lots of opportunity for the new digital era.
But going back to the original question, was all the money, the inconvenience, and the aggravation worth it? Again, it depends on who you ask. After every Olympics, the costs and the benefits will be analyzed and reanalyzed. The boosters will come up with one conclusion, and the skeptics will reach another. Economist James Brander says it's impossible to reach a consensus on whether the games are ultimately worth the cost.
It's not a money-making enterprise, but, you know, we do it because we like it. It makes us feel good. Okay, we're throwing a party. And more than most parties, of course, it's a party that generates civic pride, national pride, and, you know, might actually produce some additional community spirit and so on. So, you know, there are these intangible benefits from Olympics, and I'm smiling as I say this, but, you know, they're important.
If history holds true, the Vancouver Olympics will probably lose money in the end. But if Team Canada wins gold in, say, men's hockey, Canadians everywhere will probably forget about the price tag for at least a little while. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Vancouver, British Columbia.